What do you think?
I think we're dead meat. Real dead meat.
You're dead meat! Go ahead and laugh, you guys. If I ever find a little passes of business, you're dead meat.
Hey, welcome to the Dead Meat Podcast, an extension of the YouTube channel Dead Meat. I'm James.
I'm Chelsea, and we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and we like to get scared together.
Yeah.
Guys, for the first time ever, we have ads on the Dead Meat Podcast.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting for us because it helps us keep the lights on. It keeps the show free. It lets me do stuff like research-heavy episodes. I can devote more time to those, and those are a lot of people's favorites. So, yeah, stamps.com.
Yes. Also, today we're being joined by Brizzy Voices.
Hello!
Hey!
Hi.
Our friend Anna. Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Anna has her own podcast, Fantastic Geeks, yes. And Where to Find Them.
Yeah, with my best friend Tessa Netting.
Tessa,
you know
Netting.
Her.
She's great.
We just talk about all the geeky things with kind of a focus on Harry Potter, but it's open to all the things, all the Marvel, DC, Disney,
like
Doctor Who, whatever.
Like the Harry Potter framing, like at the end of every episode, you sort the characters
sort
of whoever
characters. Almost every episode, we end up sorting characters.
That's fun. That's lots of fun. I heard The Last Jedi sorting. But all the villains are always going to be Slytherin.
Not always.
Well.
I mean, in Star Wars, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a big thing.
Sort horror movie killers.
Ooh, Slytherin.
They'd all be Slytherin.
Yeah. I want to know who the secret Hufflepuff is.
I wonder what Chucky would be.
Chucky's a Slytherin because he just wants power.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Hufflepuff horror villain. That's hard because it has to be someone who is
their
a villain,
intentions
but their
are
intentions
like,
are good, and they're kind of maybe Thanos.
Yeah. Well, you can let us know if you have any ideas, but right now we can't waste that much brain power thinking about that shit because we're here to talk about The Ring.
Ah!
That's right, and Anna's here to join us because she specifically requested this. You asked to be on the podcast to talk about The Ring.
You're like, great, perfect.
In middle school, I was just obsessed with The Ring, so I was like, hey, James, if you're ever doing a podcast on The Ring, let me be on that.
Hell yeah, that's right. And I feel like for a lot of people our age in middle school, around when this came out in 2002, it was like, it was the scary movie.
This movie scared the shit out of me.
But it was like the scary movie that you could watch if you were brave enough. You were allowed to watch if you were brave enough. It wasn't like gory. It didn't have like boobs or whatever. It was just like a spooky movie. But were you brave enough? Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't until I was in high school.
I was telling you guys that like I didn't watch these movies because for me, by that time, I was already like fucking elbow deep in horror. And for me, it was like the movie's PG-13. I'm not going to see that. It's not going to be a real horror movie.
Come on.
No, it's great. It's great. It's spooky. The tape is scary.
Yeah.
The tape is spooky.
This movie's still scary. I just think the imagery is still really creepy to me.
It's just a fun concept. I like when movies' concepts carry out and they'll like It Follows or something.
Yeah.
Something that'll make you feel like you're stuck in it when you're out in the real world.
Yeah.
And, like, because you've seen the tape now, and now you have to worry about it because you've seen it.
Oh, It Follows is a good comparison.
I was thinking of It Follows while we were watching this because it reminded me a little of it. The idea that you have to pass it.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although with The Ring, you don't escape it by passing it.
You do.
You do?
Rachel escaped it?
I guess, yes.
Because she made,
made
a copy of it for Noah.
Noah, that dude. Well, I guess we can get into it then.
Oh.
I don't like, we already talked about what this movie means to us personally.
Yeah, and we can talk a little bit about, like, you know, yes, we know it's a remake of Ringu.
That's right, so we kind of fucked up. None of us watched that original movie.
Yeah, we kind of did this too last minute, huh?
Yeah, it's been, if I had more time this week, I would have.
Sorry.
I actually, because I was curious, I went and read about the differences between this and the original. We can talk about that.
Okay.
As they come up, I guess.
Sure. But you've seen the sequels, Anna.
Yes.
Okay.
The Ring 2 was the first horror movie I saw in theaters.
Nice. 2005, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was probably in eighth or ninth grade. I was just very, very scared of scary movies, especially in theaters. So I was too intimidated. But I was so obsessed with The Ring that I knew, you know, the sequel. I guess it made sense.
Yeah. The Ring 2 is also a comedy.
Oh, it's really funny.
Yeah.
There's like a couple scary, funny moments in The Ring, but not that many. Most of it's like genuinely, ooh.
Yeah. I remember when we first watched The Ring at a sleepover, there was a lot of parts where watching it this time, I'm like, I remember laughing at this with my friends, but I think it's a thing where you're all laughing at it because you don't want to be the one kid that's scared. Yeah.
This would be a creepy sleepover.
Like that horse jumping off the boat.
No. The poor horse.
No, aww. That messed me up.
Yeah.
That's a sad moment, man. That poor horse. And then there's Rings.
Rings.
The
I
one
keep
that just
calling
came
it
out.
The Ring 3, but it's called
it's
Rings.
It's Rings. That's the trend now.
Why?
Is just
why?
Pluralize it. And just, it's because they don't want people to know it's like the third movie. They just
want
people to see
it. Yeah, I was confused.
That's why Predators is the third Predator movie.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's dumb.
Yeah, that was just last year.
It was last year? 2017? Yeah, okay.
It just kind of came and went. Like, we didn't see it.
But you said it's got
I saw it on Valentine's Day with Tessa.
Oh,
I'm remembering now.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Oh, that's great. And you said it's like backstory for Samara?
Yeah,
Samara?
It's, I mean, it takes place after the sequels, but the sequel and the original, but it dives into Samara's backstory and her biological parents.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, because I really want to know. Because you read about, and like, you know all the lore, and I told you to save it for this so that you could tell me all about it.
Yeah.
Because I forgot that in this movie, she's adopted.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Seems like this movie's
there's
kind
so
of a...
yeah, the story is just so very weavy and mysterious, and more things keep getting revealed, and you forget all the elements because you're always just like, oh, scary, Japanese monster girl, but it's more than that. At this, all the elements of the story, like, you guys forgot there was even a kid in this
movie. I didn't know there was a kid in here. He was kind of
totally
important.
I totally forgot. Yeah, because he's a main character.
Mm-hmm. He was a good kid actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Good, kid actor.
Little man.
It's just a grown adult in a kid body.
Doing his little tie.
This kid doing his tie by himself.
And like I mentioned to you guys, people might know Rings, the latest one, because it so underperformed at the box office that the studio, I forget which studio, is it Paramount? I don't know. Canceled the Friday the 13th movie that was supposed to happen. Because they were like, I guess people don't like horror. Yeah, okay, then it came out, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So maybe you should have followed through.
No other genre gets treated like that.
Yeah.
Like, say some random drama comes out and it kind of sucks. Like, what was that movie where it was George Clooney and they were like World War II and they're trying to Monuments Men. Okay, say like Monuments Men comes out and it's mediocre. And then they're like, okay, well, now we're going to cancel this upcoming Spielberg movie. Like, that would never happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay, Monuments Men.
Yeah, deep pull. Monuments Men. You're probably the first person to talk about that in 2018.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Except for Clooney.
Do you want to get into her backstory now or later?
I kind of want
to
save it.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll save it
for when she because
it's also spoilers for the third movie if no one's seen that.
Okay,
so.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, we'll like wait a little bit and we can give people a spoiler warning.
Yeah,
we'll
so
go through from the beginning of The Ring.
So 2002, what's going on in horror now? It's kind of that weird murky period between Scream and Saw.
Yeah, it's. We've
I mean, this is kind of like its
before.
Own spark. A little, there's a little bit of J horror stuff going
this,
on. The
I
Grudge
think this
and shit.
Kicked it off.
Yeah.
The Grudge, The Eye, one is it the one Eye. Missed call, Dark Water, like all those weird.
Okay.
Yeah, all those Japanese remakes. This was its own little thing, and some people did, and I would say maybe rightfully call us out on excluding The Ring from our movies that
changed
horror.
Genre. Yeah.
Well.
You try to make a podcast.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to do a J-horror episode, though.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of homework. I'd have to watch a lot of movies.
Well, no.
The reason I ask is because immediately, this movie's so fucking green.
It's
so green. And so is Saw, which came out in 2004, a couple years later.
Yeah, that first shot of the house, it's so green from the outside. It looks like Avada Kedavra from the windows.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
What year did Traffic come out?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I blame Traffic for all like
weird film colors.
What was Traffic again?
Traffic was just, I mean, it's about drug trafficking. It's a Soderbergh movie. But, oh, that's right. All okay. The colors in that movie are blown out as hell. And let me see when that movie came out. Keep talking.
Okay. So, yeah, it's got that cold open scene between these two teenage mm-hmm. girls.
Becca and Katie?
Traffic mm-hmm. came out in the year 2000. So. I think The Ring is a victim of Soderbergh color grading.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, everything was just weird. Weird looking.
So, yeah, it's Katie and Becca. Becca. And Katie. Becca. What
Amber
a good
Tam,
name.
Mrs. David Cross.
Oh, yeah. She's Katie. And they're both dressed like schoolgirls.
Yes.
Full
which
on
we found
plaid
very
skirt.
Funny. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Becca telling Katie the story about the tape. We get right into it. About the
why
spooky
why
tape.
Do you think Becca looks so much like Samara?
Oh, yeah. She kind of does.
They both do a little bit.
I wonder
bit.
If that's intentional.
I think that's just what. All people girls look looked like it.
But this long, straight black hair, pale
yeah.
skin.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be intentional.
Yeah.
Good I don't call. Know if they want us to think that she becomes
yeah.
the monster. Or
like
what?
If you've only but, seen the posters.
Or if it's
you're...
just foreshadowing or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but she tells Katie about that tape.
Yeah.
And it's seven. You watch it and then 7 days later, or you get a call. And then it says 7 days, you'll die. She said that when the call happens, the voice on the other end says, you're going to die in 7 days.
Oh,
no,
really?
They're not that. Yeah.
Yeah. She just says 7 days.
Just.
Yep.
Much more
that's
taciturn.
How rumors get started.
I know. That's the game of telephone right there.
Literally.
It is, literally. But when she finishes telling Katie that story, Katie looks spooked as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Katie's Amber Tamblyn, right?
Yes. Because she was at a cabin with her boyfriend. And they
she
watched
was with
that
Josh
tape.
All weekend?
Yeah, I thought you were with your family.
It's like, not now, Becca. We're not trying to gossip here, Becca. My life's on the line. And it was a week ago that she watched that tape.
A week ago tonight. Spooky.
Yeah. There's some fun fake scares. Cause
yeah.
It's weird, though, because she's like fucking around with her, but then she really
she
did see the tape.
She is actually scared.
Okay. You freak!
You totally fell for it.
Yeah.
You know what? That's called gallows humor.
I guess.
And then pillow fight time.
A pillow fight. Ooh. God, that in your schoolgirl outfit.
That happens in Scary Movie 3, right? They make fun of that part.
Sure,
shit,
yeah.
Who's playing the girls in that in
I
Scary
feel like
Movie
it's
3?
Like Pamela Anderson or something.
After you watch the tape, the phone rings. This really scary voice comes on and says you're gonna die in like 7 days.
Yeah, I saw that one with Josh last weekend.
You're with Josh last weekend? Oh my god!
Oh yes, I was.
But the phone rings.
I'm looking.
And
it
since
up.
It's since it's 2001, they have to go to another room to answer it.
They have to go downstairs.
They have
to
go down to
the landline phone.
Back when phones had cords, they sprung around like a pig's tail. But the phone's a fake scare, too. It's just her mom. Yeah. They just keep teasing us. And at this point, I'm like, oh, this is going on longer than I thought it would. I thought it would just be like, you hear about this tape?
Yeah, but.
Okay, you're right. Pamela Anderson as Becca. They're named Becca and Katie.
Oh, that's funny.
Jenny McCarthy as Katie.
I was going to say that. Didn't one of them do the cold open for the original Scary Movie where she's running, she gets stabbed in the boob, and it's the implant that comes out?
I think that
might have been Pamela Anderson.
I think it might have been Pamela Anderson.
Maybe they just use her all the time. That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This is a cast.
All right. We can't get into the Scary Movie 3 Wikipedia article. Can't go
I know
too deep.
Brizzy wouldn't be mad.
Yeah. That's my favorite one because Signs and The Ring were the only ones that, like, only movies that those movies were based on that I had seen at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So. Yeah. But Scary Movie 2 has. Take my strong
Yeah, Scary Movie 2 is my favorite one.
Oh, God.
That's Big Daddy Kane. Okay, we got to talk about the ring.
Eventually, Katie, I don't know what the fuck happens to Becca. She just kind of disappears. Because Katie.
She goes, oh.
Yeah, in this scene.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah,
what happens
yeah.
to because Katie starts calling for her. And then she goes upstairs and there's water coming out the bedroom. And she opens it and it's like, whoa, scary moment. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like staticky noise and high pitch.
And we see her face for like a second and it looks all weird.
Oh, yeah?
Katie's
I don't think
face.
We can see the face yet.
I thought that's later when she's
no,
like,
no. It's just like you see, oh. yeah, when it kind of zooms
oh,
in on
like
her.
Pushes
yeah.
In on
yeah.
yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then that's the cold open, and then we meet. Is that when do we immediately
we meet
Naomi Watts? Oh, Aiden. Oh, in school. He's getting picked up late because his mom's a worker mom.
Yeah. Can she have it all? We'll find out.
As long as she has two VCRs, she can.
Yeah. Yeah, so Aiden is waiting for mom to pick him up and
drawn away. Yep, little artist.
Drawn some creepy some ass fucking shit.
Dead people.
And the teacher pulls Naomi Watts aside and is like, hey, you know, we know his cousin died, so we figure Katie is his cousin.
Yeah.
It sounds like Katie probably babysat him a lot, that they hung out, they were close. So he's grieving, and Naomi Watts is very She's like, yeah, he knows that I'm here if he wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, ma'am, your child is 5. I don't know how young he actually is.
The teacher's pretty blunt about it when it's only been 3 days, I think.
Yeah.
She died.
Yeah. And the teacher's like, you got to talk to your kid about that.
Yeah. I know he looks like a little man, but he's not.
Yeah. He looks You're like gonna a have tiny to bring adult. This up.
I mean, it is true, though, that Aiden would come to her.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Because he calls her Rachel. He calls her, her mom. He, like, I think he leaves for school in the mornings without her. He's just like, bye, Rachel.
Yeah.
He's definitely tying his own tie for this funeral, mm-hmm. which is adorable.
But yeah,
and
so
he set out her dress, too. Mm-hmm. You know, this movie could have gone a very different direction.
It's weird.
I don't know. Could have been weird, but yeah. Instead he's just a creepy little kid.
Yeah. So yeah, teacher says, look, I gotta show you this folder, and we see a folder of all of Aiden's cool art projects from school.
Dead Katie.
Dead
all
Katie.
Dead Katie.
But
dead
guys, Katie. Didn't she say Katie just died 3 days ago?
Yeah, that's right. Aiden drew these last week.
Yeah, because apparently Katie told him she didn't have much time.
Yeah, she didn't have enough time.
Yeah, and he freaks out over
and he's
that
like,
later.
Oh,
you know, just cool things to talk about.
To a kid.
With a little
yeah.
kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why he is an adult in a kid body. Everyone around him.
Just hitting him with that real shit right
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that funeral. I don't know. Is there anything at the funeral? I mean, there's Adam Brody.
We meet these. Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
what
Oh, you're
see.
Right, because she's talking to her sister, who was Katie's mom,
mm-hmm.
and is just like a taller version of her.
mm-hmm.
Same hair dye job.
Yeah.
yeah. So they're sisters. She's in the Naomi Watts, Nicole Kidman family of blondes.
Yeah.
She's extended family.
But her sister says that she found her daughter's body, and it like,
she's like
smash cut to it.
I saw her face.
And finding her in the closet.
That I hated that part. So that was
her
where
her face like rolls over.
It's so
oh,
creepy.
Yeah, there is a little bit of movement. That's good.
When you said you wanted to watch this movie and we planned this episode, I literally was nervous thinking about that scene because I'm like, I know it's coming. It's a jump scare that got me so bad when I first watched it.
Yeah.
That I was genuinely dreading it. Luckily I knew when it was gonna happen.
Yeah, it was creepy. Yeah. It was good. And yeah, Adam
Brody. Let's all do our best impression of it.
Oh,
this is bad.
Of the dead teenage girl's body in the closet.
Oh, murdered by a ghost girl. It's not, she's not real. It's fine.
Fine, Chelsea, do your best impression of it.
I'm going to make a noise too because this is
yeah,
also a
podcast. Yeah, we're a podcast.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like her jaw like falls open and her head starts to be like.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I guess. I'm just taking the cue from Chelsea. That's what it sounded like. Yeah, sure. I'm a bad girl, sure. Watched a tape. Don't do it. I'm sorry. yeah, Adam Brody's hanging out at this funeral.
Yes, that's out. Right. Guest appearance. It's weird because he would have been, if I'm right, he would have been really
like at the
famous.
Height of his career.
Really?
Probably.
It's just so random.
Because he's credited as teen boy number one. And it's a couple of lines.
Yeah.
But.
It's about the tape.
Helen, don't even.
What tape?
The one that kills you when you watch it.
Oh, please.
So weird. Maybe it's like a Chris Hemsworth in Cabin in the Woods type situation where he films this. Then gets really famous, and then this comes out.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or like, isn't Joshua Jackson in that opening or in that scene in Scream 3 talking about movies and sequels?
Yes.
But I think that was before he got famous.
That's right.
I don't know.
One of the funniest
scenes. It happens. Everyone's been in a horror movie. That's my theory, my standing theories. Everyone has been involved in something with the genre.
Every actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just everyone.
Not everyone, no. My dad has not been in a horror movie. yeah, but Adam Brody mentions the whole situation with how her lover, her secret boyfriend, Josh.
He's dead.
He died too.
Yeah.
And they say he killed himself, but it happened the same day.
I have a question. How could it be mistaken as a suicide if, because both times we see
their face,
Samara kill someone, they look, you know, like they do.
Well, according to the newspaper article, he jumped from a high-rise building. So he must have smashed his face, or he died before Samara got to him because he was running away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe he imitated the Anna, like, plunge. She just fucking death drops, dude. She, like, arms behind her. It's crazy. I hope they had a good trampoline down there or something.
I like that her name, Naomi Watts's name, is Miss Keller. That's her last name, at least, is Keller, because I believe, if I remember my German correctly, that's German for basement.
Wow,
that's fun. Look at that.
Yeah, like well,
yeah,
okay, good.
Where we find secret basement.
Oh, you know what we did forget to mention? That awesome UFO lamp.
Ooh, yeah,
Aiden has. That's sick. A cool lamp. It's got some really dinosaur toys next to it. That kid's living the life, except for all the existential crisis he's going through.
Yeah.
It's not enough time.
Dying.
I guarantee someone took that home from the set, because I've worked in an art department a few times on movies, and most of the time, especially if it's a big studio movie, everything's got to go back to the studio. Like, the studio owns it. It's property of the studio, even if it's something super random, but sometimes you can get away with taking a few things. I think someone took that lamp. It's cool.
Adam Brody, I think, or one of the youths at the party
with
mentions
the cigarettes.
Oh yeah, and
he's
then
like late 90s cool kids.
Yeah, and doesn't Rachel take the cigarette, and does she smoke it?
Yeah,
she also smokes.
She's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah,
as if they're offering.
Yeah, and then later,
she wants to look like a
I'm cool
too.
Adult.
Later, Noah, her ex. Also is buying cigarettes. I feel like that doesn't happen nowadays.
Nope. Yeah,
the characters don't smoke.
No.
The little kid goes into the dead girl's room. I don't know. He's just being creepy. He's creepy.
Yeah, he's just wandering around at this funeral being creepy.
Is that where she finds
the
film?
Yes, I was just going to say. So Naomi Watts is like, shit, my son's missing. Well, I was outside smoking and my son's gone. So she goes to find him. And so she goes upstairs and she goes into Katie's room and finds some undeveloped film.
Yeah.
So that's...
film was something. Yeah. I make this joke in the Lost World Kill Count, but yeah, it's you used to have to put film in cameras and then get that developed. Someone listening didn't know that.
Sure.
I guarantee it. You know?
So she puts on her detective cap and says, I'm going to develop this film. I mean, she is a journalist, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like
she likes investigating stuff and telling the world.
And she develops that film, and those faces are blurry in it.
Oh, yeah, they're like warp.
I like it.
I like
it. It's simple,
too.
It's
creepy.
It's cool. And then later, when it's like on cameras and shit, I like that. Like the security cam when he's buying the cigarettes.
Yeah. Mm. When they did the rings, they should have done a Snapchat sponsorship thing.
Oh!
Did they not?
They didn't with the filter?
I mean, I don't know if they did.
I mean, it'd be kind of a boring filter, probably. Yeah. Like, oh, look, my face
is swirled.
That filter
basically exists.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, no, see?
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You've been in
not
the digital
space for a
while.
Not enough people would get it, though, you know?
Yeah, because it's not really... There are five other parts of the ring that you think of before warped faces.
Yeah.
You know, this movie has a lot of shit in it.
It does.
It's got, like, hair, the ring itself, the well, the tape.
A good one would be
so
you in the mirror. Like, chairs, in the little... In the circle mirror, and you're kind of green-looking.
And you're green!
Because that's how movies used to look.
Yeah.
She's got a weird relationship with her boss. He's like, you're fired. No, I'm not. Okay.
Well, okay.
I guess I'll keep paying you then. I'm sure they were just joking, but.
She's just a confident lady, James.
Hell yeah.
It's a cool joke to make after your niece just died.
What?
I've got a cool story. You're fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is her the story that she's cooking up this?
Yes. Okay. About her.
I don't think she ever got that byline in, though, on time. I feel like she got a little busy.
Maybe.
Didn't get those words
like,
written.
Here's the thing. Now this is where I start thinking too hard about the logistics of the tape. But if she writes this story, how much of the story does she include? Because the tape's a big part of it. Does she straight up say the tape needs to be copied and spread?
I think she abandons it.
I think she abandons it.
She's not going to write the story.
No.
I mean, at the end of the movie, he's like, don't you have to go to work? She's like, not today.
Not today. Not any day. Fuck work. Universal basic income.
I wanted too much follow through of the investigative journalism in this movie.
Well, then you get the fifth season of The Wire, and it's not great.
No.
It's okay.
Damn it.
Sorry, David Simon.
Big fan of the pod.
Yeah. That would be truly nuts.
Dude, if you want to come on here and defend season 5 of The Wire, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, it'd be unrelated to anything we talk about, but I don't care.
David Simon, I'll do a kill count on The Wire if you come on the podcast. I'll break two rules, non-horror and TV show.
And then it's like also kind of tasteless.
Yeah, it is, because it's like inner city drug dealers getting murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll do it for you, David.
Yeah.
She finds out that the two other people who went on that camping trip also died at 10 p.m. I forget how they died.
Four total?
Yeah. Four people died
the
same day.
They died at the same time. Again, cops, what are you doing?
Right?
Yeah, put pieces together,
Yeah.
I guess part of it is like she was secretly dating this guy, so like the connection would have been
made. But still,
were they all secretly friends?
Yeah, if
you didn't have your secret friend group that you went to fucking cabins for the weekend with, but no one knew.
Yeah.
But she finds the cabin that's in the pictures that she developed and heads there.
Mm-hmm.
Good location. Spooky cabin. I like it.
Mossy.
It's very mossy. The whole thing, because what? This takes place in Washington.
Yeah.
So it's all very foggy. There's a lot of
condensation
in the air. Is that also in Washington?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There you go. I guess that's what Washington looks like, according to movies.
Yeah, very
lots of rainy
bluish
scenes.
Green and rainy.
Yeah. A lot of moss, like you said, at this cabin place where this dude is trying to do magic. Yeah.
I wonder if, I just feel like the actor came in and was like, can my character also be doing magic?
Hey. This is your card, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh no, it's one of those things where when actors make resumes, sometimes they'll put a little special skills thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Magic was like the third one
There's no sleight of hand. There's no fancy shuffling. That's not even.
He's not good. But he probably still had it on his resume. You fucking put stuff on there that you can't really do, and then you just deal with it when the time comes and they call on you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can unicycle.
Yeah.
You learned that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This dude tells her the cabin that they were in, cabin 12. She gets it. He's got a lot of tapes.
He does. We paused it so we can look at his, because it's a shelf where you can borrow tapes to watch in the cabins. And he's got,
they have bad signal.
Yes. No TV, just tapes. This guy's tape collection. And you can watch Scent of a Woman,
mm-hmm.
Pond Gardening, Basics, and there's a National Geographic tape.
Yeah.
I'd probably just pick Scent of a Woman. It's a good movie.
I've never seen it.
What?
I have no idea what that is.
Let's go to a cat. It's Al Pacino. That's all I know about it. That's Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
So yeah, she grabs the tape from his shelf.
Yeah, it's like an unlabeled blank tape.
Yeah. She's like, this has got to be the one.
Yeah.
Yep. So she goes to cabin 12 and she watches the tape.
The tape.
And so we also watch. That's right. That's right.
As the fire tree lights up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Swing, swing. Fancy
Anna
lighting.
Doesn't even need to look at her notes.
I know.
I've seen this movie so many times.
Yeah, the tape is great.
It is. The tape is scary.
I mean, it's pretty student film.
Yeah, it's very, I'm going to get real film school here. It is like a Stan Breckage film.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Got some wind and water baby moving vibes.
Oh, man. That's just a kid being born.
It is, yeah.
Like, yep.
But art.
But art,
because
it's black and white. I don't know. Is it black and white?
Yeah.
No, the tape is?
The tape is. Okay. I can't remember if the Stan Breckage or whatever. It's fine.
It's fine.
Someone will tell us.
Lots of fun images. I like the maggots that become people.
I like that too.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
I'd always just seen them as maggots.
Mm-hmm. I think they were people though, right?
I think it was a really wide shot of a bunch of people in mud or something.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they shoot that? It's such a wide shot.
A little repeated image, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good call.
There's a whole bunch of shit. There's a chair that ends up spinning in the air, a ladder falls at the end, the girl combing her hair.
Mm-hmm.
That?
Finger on the nail.
Yeah. That's when it cuts away from the tape to her briefly. And I was like, no, go back to that tape. It's so creepy.
We need to see the whole thing or we won't die.
Yeah, I want to die.
horse eyeball.
Oh, that's right. And horse is dead on the beach.
Horse is dead on the beach.
There's like bloody water.
Mom brushing her hair. Mom jumping off a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Dad looking out the window.
There's a lot of stuff to it, and then it ends with the well, right?
Yes.
Shot of the well.
The ring.
You see the ring, credits. And then you die.
Yep. And then the phone rings.
Oh.
And she answers it.
7 days.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut to back in Seattle, and a bus with a giant Seinfeld poster on it drives by.
Yep.
I just really liked that edit a lot. And this is when we meet not Luke Wilson, her boyfriend.
Oh, Noah.
Her ex, sorry.
Yeah.
Aiden makes eye contact with his father and they move along.
Yeah.
they nod.
We learn
cordially.
Later that Noah is Aiden's father.
Yeah.
But, oh man, it's, yeah.
He doesn't want to be a dad.
You know what, kid? I didn't want to be a dad. I figured I'd be a bad one, so, you know. But I don't want anyone else to be your dad.
I just want
you to not have a dad.
It's a conundrum.
He learned the word conundrum.
I love that creepy little kid.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's a great attorney.
Yes. Child attorney.
Yeah, she shows him the tape.
Yep. So Noah watches the whole thing. I wonder.
Begrudgingly, she doesn't want to.
She didn't want to. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he's like, oh, it's very student film.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all totally not scared, guys.
I like the shots of her out on the balcony. They're like very wide shots of her standing out there. And then she's like seeing into all these other apartments and they're all watching TV.
Yeah.
Is that just like.
Someone's watching.
Like commentary on our society.
Yeah. Just like everyone's glued to TV and it's going to kill them. Like it's going to kill
eventually they're going to see something that kills them, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, Mordecai or something like that.
The giant duck movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Someone's watching IR Baboon.
That's right. No, the show is called I Am Weasel.
Oh, but it's
IR Baboon is a character in it.
Mm.
Wasn't it part of Cow and Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You ever watch those gross cartoons?
Yeah.
They were gross.
I try to forget.
Yeah. I was never.
That otter featured prominently.
I was never into that.
Too gross?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty gross.
I think that was the grossest one because it was like that and then Dexter's Lab and Johnny Bravo were like...
I love Johnny Bravo.
Ren and Stimpy.
Well, yeah.
That was the grossest one.
Dexter's Lab wasn't gross.
No, I'm saying that those three cartoons kind of came out together,
yeah.
I think.
Maybe
with Powerpuff Girls.
I'm going to totally fuck up his name. Jendy Tartakovsky, that guy.
Did he do all those?
Yeah, basically is why Cartoon Network cartoons looked...
Wow.
The way they did.
You learn so much on this podcast.
Yeah.
So about dead girls.
Yeah. Oh, the tape. So apparently Noah is a techie guy. I'm not quite sure what his job is.
Yeah.
But he's looking at the tape and the codes on it are all messed up.
Apparently he's real successful because his apartment is crazy.
Huge. It's like this giant studio apartment.
Yes.
Oh, also, the phone rang for him, but she didn't answer it.
Yeah.
And then she deleted the message.
Yeah.
I want to hear that message.
Me too.
Hi, hey. It's me. Hey, it's Samara.
Just want to let you know, 7 days, you know.
Call me back.
But, like, do it within a week because you won't be able to after that.
So, yeah. So the tapes are all messed up. Like, the code's weird. So that means they can't trace the tape back to where it came from. Like, they can't figure out how it was made.
I don't know if that's real.
I don't think that's real because.
Yeah. He's talking about a control track. Which is like he compares to a person's fingerprints.
It's probably like a serial number.
I don't even know if that's real.
I don't know if that's real. But you know what? It doesn't even matter anymore because no one uses VHSs anymore.
Yeah.
But did you guys ever have two VCRs and make copies of things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I ran a little fucking operation. I feel like maybe the statute of limitations is gone now, but I would go to the local video store. I would rent 5 videos a day, bring them home, copy them, and then return them the next day, get some more.
Oh, wow.
I ran an operation. I had 2 cabinets full of bootleg horror movies with like the labels on it saying like Reanimator.
Yeah, I didn't have anything like that. No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's so funny.
And you know there were anti-piracy stuff on the VHS sometimes. And it would like dip in and out of this red color dark picture and I'd be like, "What the fuck? I can't steal this."
Yeah. How dare.
Yeah. But
fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a tech geek early on. I almost grew into Noah.
I mean, I feel like for a couple of years both of us were kind of Noah, just doing that post-production life.
Oh, yeah.
We would be the person someone came to with the haunted tape.
Oh, yeah, you dropped a frame on the sequence.
Oh, you forgot to set it to drop frame instead of...
And then they see that tracking getting...
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Merging
that's
in.
That's right. There's a weird... Again, I don't...
What is that?
And, like, he's, like, fighting the control to, like, just push it a little harder
on
this.
Let me do it.
Yeah, let me do it. I don't think any of it works like that, but for this movie, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, and then he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes. What's her face from NCIS?
Oh, she is from NCIS.
Honestly, she's a person whose life I think I'm a little jealous of. It'd be a cush job to just be on NCIS
Oh,
forever.
The actor.
Yeah, not the...
I thought you were talking about... It'd
girlfriend.
Be great to date
it'd be great to
a guy
date
who
has
had
a kid
that he didn't
who
care
he
about.
Who he introduces his baby mama as a friend and then doesn't explain
and introduces
further.
You as an assistant.
Yeah.
That'd
so
be
clearly
dope.
She doesn't even know that he has a kid.
Right?
It's weird.
It's weird.
No, I meant the actress. She's just
I
doing
still
that
get later
NCIS
when she pops
character
up.
Work.
I don't
know.
Understand later.
I don't know
when
either.
We'll get to
so
it.
So Naomi Watts goes to visit Pekka.
Pekka at the mental
hospital. Mm.
And her shirt's pretty cool.
And she's looking more and more like Samara, just saying.
Yeah, she is trudging around just looking like Samara. But yeah, so Naomi Watts rolls up with this shirt that we all noticed immediately because it's crazy. It's a stamp with a fox on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, we all laughed very hard at this part because what better way to transition into our little ad here for stamps.com?
That's right. It's so natural and organic.
Yeah.
This movie basically demanded that we talk about stamps.com.
Everyone's looking for fox stamps,
man. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want a fox stamp, I don't know if that's on stamps.com.
Yeah. But you can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter or any package.
I used it for the giveaway, the dead meat giveaway, which I'm still like I sent out the grand prizes, the people who won. I had this big giveaway where I was like, and I totally bit off more than I could chew, saying like, name all these hundreds of songs that I've included in these videos. But anyway, I was able to fulfill the grand prize winners using stamps.com, sent them the stuff that they needed. I'm still planning on sending stickers to people who participate just for their time and effort.
There you go.
So I'll be able to use this.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to just be able to not leave home. Say you've got to, you know, you watched a haunted tape.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta make a copy.
To
you
survive.
Don't feel like leave. You know, you're... You know, it's scary, but you're not freaked out enough to leave and go give the tape to someone. You figure, just have someone come pick it up. Use stamps.com and someone will come grab your haunted tape for you. Yeah. Maybe they'll watch it.
Maybe you didn't feel like putting on makeup or nice clothes, because what does Noah say to Rachel when he comes over?
Not much of a dresser.
Yeah, when
okay,
she's just chilling
Noah.
In her house. Okay, Noah. But yeah, maybe you don't want to hear comments like that because you're chilling in your sweats. You can send that tape out using stamps.com.
Exactly. So right now, if you do want to try out stamps.com, you can use Dead Meat. That's the code Dead Meat for this special offer. You get a 4-week trial, and that includes postage and a digital scale.
Yeah, dude, you can get a free digital scale sent your way.
So if you go to stamps.com, before you do anything else, you click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Dead Meat, all one word.
Yeah.
That's Dead Meat, you know, like the channel.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Dead Meat.
Dead Meat.
Thanks, Stamps.com.
Thank you, Stamps.com.
For helping us do this podcast.
And thank you, Dead Meat audience. Oh, what even happens at the mental hospital? Basically,
oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Wow, we got off track.
Yeah, Becca grabs her hand and turns it over and is like, you have 3 days left.
Oh, that's right.
Or was it 4?
Four.
I think it's 4 days left.
How does Becca know that?
Four.
Because she's Samara.
She's not Samara.
Samara, sorry.
Well, because Samara's telling her stuff.
Yeah.
Because Samara tells
Samara
tells
told her how
stuff.
To do her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the hot new look.
What's going on in her brain? Like, what is she? I don't know.
Yeah, the inside of her cut to like inside of her brain. It's just brushing hair. Oh man, that'd be such a funny cosplay for a convention. Is make the like the wall like made out of cardboard and have a cutout circle, and then you dress like as the mirror. Mom brushing her hair. I might do that for a convention. Ooh, it'd be really cumbersome, though.
Yeah,
you have to make sure to make the wall thing smaller than doors.
Maybe you just do the mirror.
That's true, like a frame. That would be cool. Don't steal that idea. All right, so yeah, so basically Becca's just creepy now and says you're going to die.
That's it. It's just creepy.
Anyway, back to newspaper, multimedia room.
I would like to say something.
Okay.
I want to say it now.
Sure.
Because it came up, it bubbled up in my head just now.
All right.
I like this movie.
Yeah,
I think it's scary.
Yeah.
But it feels aimless at times.
Uh-huh. A little,
Because right now, at the part that we're talking about, she's just like going around looking for clues. She's like the fucking mystery gang. There's no like goal that we know she's working towards except like
what is
find
this
out
tape?
Something.
Yeah, I think it picks days. Back up probably pretty soon after
when she goes
part.
To the island. I think it gets pretty.
I think she's still a little on the fence. Like she believes it, but she's not so far in that she's like, I'm definitely gonna die.
Yeah.
So she's still just kind of trying to figure out if it's all true.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it feels aimless just because that's the point she's at and trying to figure out, you know, she's trying to find a thread to pull and there's not quite yet, you know.
It's kind of just like whatever she happens upon, like the tracking of the tape or...
Yeah.
Or the fly that she peels off the screen.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. She, first she sees the lighthouse.
Yeah,
and
in the newspaper room, she's able to like ingest newspaper. This tape, and she has this. Is it the tracking bar that
something like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Which
there's
right.
like extra picture on the side.
Yeah.
But it's a magic tape. Samara made it with her mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lighthouse that she prints the screen cap of.
Yeah. What?
With a giant print button.
Pro.
And then so she, because when she watched the tape earlier, there's a fly. On the screen, and this time she pauses it, and the fly's moving while the tape is paused.
Yeah, just
and then
she it's peels. It's a cool it. Effect.
It's cool. Yeah. It is. Samara did what Willy Wonka couldn't do with the TV. Do you know what I'm talking? When he tries to transport the chocolate,
right.
He's like, "You can beam chocolate into people's living rooms," and Samara did it.
Yeah,
but just with flies. So it's not as
that's
good.
Gross.
I wonder if the lady who walks in on her would have seen the fly, or if it's just an image burned in her to her mind by Samara.
Yeah. I don't know, but I do like that this like subtly and subconsciously sets you up for later when Samara comes out of the TV, because you're like, oh yes,
oh stuff come out come of the TV.
Yeah,
good
just
point.
Like establishes it, that as like a something that can
start
happen.
Small.
Yeah, exactly. Start with a fly. Then go into people.
And her nose bleeds.
Oh, and her nose bleeds. That's right. Yeah, well, the nose bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's day four. These first couple of days just like fly by.
Yes. Oh, after she sees the lighthouse in the tape, she goes to the library and checks out a
America's
book
lighthouses.
America's Lighthouses. America's Lighthouses. A lot of lighthouses.
All of them are in that book, though.
All of them.
All of America's Lighthouses are in that book. That's probably not possible, right?
No, I'm sure that book exists.
What?
America's Lighthouses?
Yeah, but like, would it have all
every
the lighthouses?
Yeah, I think
really?
That would
really? You think that there are that...
cataloged?
Yeah, like that small of a number of lighthouses
I think
to put
so.
In a book?
Yeah.
I guess there's a limited number of coasts.
That's true. There's
you could
two
go
of them.
Along
well, there's
the whole coast and just count them all.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a book about that on Amazon.
Ooh.
With all of the lighthouses.
Moesco Island's lighthouse?
Yeah, Moesco Island is the one that she finds, is the one that she's looking for. You know what, though? I bet like at least seven other lighthouses look just like that.
Yeah, but,
those but
the rocks,
really
she's
specific.
Tracing the
I
rocks
guess.
With her fingers.
I know
so that
she
we
is.
Get.
I know, but how many ways do cliffs look, too?
It's pretty specific.
Yeah.
All right, right.
So she gets the name Moesco Island, which she then searches for on the internet.
On the internet, heavy finger quotes, because if you look at the address bar, it's 2002.
It's an internal computer.
Yeah, it's a file.
Windows 98/desktop/ like, oh
yeah, it's an HTML file that they fucking coded up and put on their computer.
It's like
their
she
local
has,
files.
She has the whole internet stored on her computer, yeah. And it's like that fucking Tim and Eric commercial where it, literally the premise of it is like you get all of the internet on these three discs.
Yeah.
And that's what she has. She bought that Cinco product.
I recognize those files because like it was around then that I was coding websites with HTML, and you would have the local files on your desktop, but you gotta remember to upload it. You know, you can't just edit the stuff. You gotta link that shit online.
Yeah.
So
to
funny,
your GeoCities or your Angel Fire.
I don't think I would have noticed it.
I don't think most people knew in 2002 that was wrong.
Yeah.
But no, that's her hard drive that those are on.
Yeah.
That's fun. And then what'd she find there? Oh, Anna Morgan.
Yes, Anna Morgan. When she searches Moesco Island, yeah. And she finds out that
she's a horse breeder.
Yes,
and she's the lady in the tape combing her hair, brushing her hair, doing that in the mirror, being creepy. Anna's creepy.
She is. She's creepy.
Yeah, the horses are committing suicide.
That's what the news article says. That's right. I don't think it's right here, but there is an article at some point where the headline is like horses recovering after owner's suicide.
Yeah.
Which I really like that
small town
newspaper checked in with the horses a few days later and was like, how are you feeling, horses?
Yeah.
All right?
No, apparently okay. I think 37 horses had killed themselves. Like it was a big thing
and
really affecting the town.
Oh, I thought it was just the two on the beach.
No,
oh, it was like 37.
It was 30 something.
Wow.
When she's going through the book, she's writing stuff down. Like
she learns about the daughter for the first time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's
There's
like,
a
oh,
daughter.
She has a daughter? Yeah, you forget the first time you're watching this movie that Samara's not even mentioned until now.
Yeah. She's printing out this article, I think, and writing on it. And she's like taking notes. And then she looks down and she was scribbling out Anna's face.
Woo! Yeah. Like the Samara hair scribble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's day five.
Is this when Noah goes to
buy cigarettes?
He buys cigarettes and the lady selling them to him just says,
"You're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna die."
Yeah. Because of cancer. Oh.
I see. Then he looks up and sees his face on the security camera and it's all warped.
It's all warped. And like he moves his hand in front of it and
it's
it like distorts.
Yeah.
What was it? What was it?
And I like that the girl like looks back and forth at his face and the camera and is like, is his face really like that?
Yeah.
He's just
yeah.
like looking at him.
Same shit, different day. God, this part of the movie is just a lot of
stuff.
My notes are just list of weird stuff.
Yeah, I have coughing up hair.
I have that too.
Yep.
Naomi Watts is at home and she is on the phone with her sister.
Mm-hmm. And she takes a sip of water and then she's like,
Rachel?
Yeah. Rachel, is this about Katie?
Yeah. Her sister keeps talking while she's like choking in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is about the hair in my mouth.
Yeah.
Sis.
But it's not, it's like hair attached to an electrode.
Yeah. I don't even know how they film that. Pull it, because it's taut in her mouth when she's pulling
it
out.
Yeah. It's
gross.
It's
so
gross. It's like a clown. Oh my God, I just realized our sheets are in the dryer.
No!
I'll get them after we record.
Oh,
Samara's
no.
gonna fuck up our sheets.
Oh boy.
It's okay.
It's better than them sitting in the wash.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. For sure. Samara grabs her arm. And
yes.
That's gonna leave a mark. That's gonna
that's
leave a mark.
She said, that's gonna leave a mark. Naomi Watts almost does say in this movie, in English, please, to
oh,
Noah
yeah.
when he's
I asleep. Didn't go to tape geek school.
Yeah, or whatever.
Fucking
I don't have
nerd.
A subscription to Video Geek Magazine.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah. Hey, we're laughing because you're talking about magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from the future, Naomi.
Hey. Yeah.
You're a print journalist. That sucks.
Yeah, have fun with that in a decade.
Oh, boy.
Just wait for Twitter.
Yep. So then she wakes up out of her dream. Because Samara grabs her right before she wakes up, and she has a handprint.
And she sees herself in the hospital in Samara's place.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She has a quick vision where she's in Samara's shoes, or lack of.
And then her fucking kid watched that tape.
We hear the sounds.
Yeah.
That repeating. Like, I can't even do it. It's so high. That
yeah.
Squeak.
Yeah, it's great.
And you see the flicker and from the video.
She runs in right
door.
As it ends, like right as the credits are about to roll. Yeah.
I do like that this time through, and I had to confirm that this was a thing. So when Naomi watches the tape, it's just a shot of the well and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But when Aiden watches it and we see the end of the tape a second time, it's the well, but we start to see Samara's hand coming out.
Yeah.
And
then
it cuts. That's
yeah, you
cool.
see the very tip of her head.
It's yeah.
It's cool.
So creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I like that moment of like, oh shit, my yeah. kid watched it.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
Up the stakes.
Yep.
And then the phone rings and she's like, leave him alone. But it's just Noah.
It's Noah.
No, it rings and she hangs up.
Yep.
And then it rings again. And then she answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet Samara was offended.
Mm-hmm. Did you just screen my call?
You didn't even let me leave a message.
Yeah. I still want to know what that message said.
Just imagine on Samara's end, it's just like click. Boo, and just, ah.
And this is when it's like, our son watched this.
Our son.
I don't know why it had to be a mystery.
I don't know.
I don't feel like it added too much to anything.
Because I was just kind of confused about
their relationship.
To be fair, I'd rather have this than a conversation where one of them says, you know, our son, blah, 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 shitty exposition.
I guess.
Yeah.
The kid could have just said dad at some point.
Yeah.
I saw dad outside.
Well, he doesn't say that because he calls her Rachel.
Yeah.
He doesn't even
say
mom.
Sorry, Samara's calling me.
But when he's talking to Noah, he refers to Rachel as mom.
That's sweet.
So yeah.
It's kind of like he's on her side there.
Huh? Yeah.
I did look up all the ages of the people involved. The kid was 9 years old.
Mm.
The actor playing Noah was 28, which is a year
That's
younger
so
than me.
Weird.
It's
crazy.
Fucking weird, but that would have meant that he was 19, assuming
that
the character
ages
are the same.
Yeah, they say they were young.
Yeah, but Naomi Watts, she was 5 years older than that dude.
Thanks.
Get it, girl, 33. Yeah. Hell yeah, you never see that.
What year was Mulholland Drive? It had to have been like right before this?
Right around the same time. I feel like it was maybe also 2001. I think it was 2001. This is 2002.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So cool. She's cool. You ever see Mulholland Drive?
No.
Oh my God.
That's a fucked
fuck
up
you
movie.
Up.
I've seen The Road.
The Road?
The Road. Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah. I was like, The Road? Cormac McCarthy?
I was like, Lost. Do you mean Lost High? No. The Road itself.
Oh, God.
I don't think we could ever just review a David Lynch movie.
They're fucking
That'd
weird,
be an
dude.
Aimless as hell podcast for anyone complaining about these being aimless. That would just be a nothing episode.
It's day six, ring day eve.
Yeah.
And they're working together now.
Who?
Naomi and,
Noah.
And Noah, because he believes her now.
Yeah, because his face got all fucked up.
His face got all fucked
up.
And
he took so many pictures of himself.
He wasted so
That's
much
That's right, yeah. All mm-hmm. these creepy films or tape fuck pictures that he had. It's getting very late at night.
She starts putting things together about the mom.
Yeah, this is when she puts together, like, the mom was a horse breeder. This is when we start getting more specifics about that. So she heads to Moesco Island on the Moesco Island ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta look.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, because there's a lot of cars on this ferry, and there's a horse.
There's a horse in a big container, and for some reason she is like not antagonizing the horse, but like
no, she goes to pet him.
Aggravating it,
but
and
also
it aggravates
you know
him.
Don't. Do
yeah, maybe
that.
Just don't go
maybe
pet a stranger horse.
Yeah.
It.
First of all, don't do it. First of all, second of all, when you do, and he goes,
yeah,
maybe
then you
leave
it alone,
stop, like poking the stranger horse.
Yeah, she's like, no, calm down. I'm not trying to hurt
I'm not
you. And the horse is like,
you.
What? Just go away.
She's basically pulling a Nicolas Cage in The Wicker Man. Just don't be frightened.
But no, she keeps being like, I'm not touching you, horse. I'm
not
touching you.
Why are you mad? Why are you mad? I'm not touching you.
So the horse gets pissed and breaks out.
Yep.
And daddy, my horse.
Yeah.
It's a pretty epic horse chase scene.
Yeah. Good horse acting.
Yeah, he jukes all around and then eventually charges her and she ducks down and he jumps over the.
The horse just jumps.
And it's explicit. This horse like jumps over the edge of the boat but doesn't quite clear it. His back feet hit the. And then he just slams against the boat as he falls.
Yeah, you see this.
And then he's in the water.
I don't think I've ever watched. From the moment he jumps and his legs hit the wall. I don't think I've ever actually watched the bit right after that.
Oh, really? Did you watch it tonight or no?
Yeah, no.
No, you close your eyes. It looks so real.
Oh, I was going to say, the water,
when he's in the water, it looks fake.
A little CGI. But
when he's hitting the boat on the way down, I'm like, how the fuck they do that?
Yeah.
I don't know how they did that.
I don't know.
Maybe they just threw a horse off
the
boat.
The scene just messed me up. When I was little, I had to close my ears during this scene.
Oh,
like, I
no.
couldn't take in any of it because it made me so upset.
Yeah, because not only does the horse in the water, then they go to the back of the boat where the water's coming out from the propeller.
That horse got chopped. Doesn't that happen in Titanic? People get...
I don't know.
It happens in Incredibles. That's right.
No
capes.
And this horse gets chopped up and blood comes out.
Yeah, but that was another image on the tape, is bloody.
That's right.
Yeah, bloody water rushing in.
Daddy, my horse.
Do you have a name for your horse?
My horse.
Yeah.
His name is My Horse.
The horse's name is Daddy.
This is Daddy,
Daddy,
My Horse.
My Horse.
Daddy, comma, My Horse.
Guy's not her dad. It's just a dude.
That's an expensive
horse suicide for that family, though.
Oh, yeah. Horses aren't cheap.
No, they're expensive as hell. Ferrying them is probably really expensive, too.
She gets to that island. Brian Cox is there.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's there.
Esteemed actor Brian Cox, the original Hannibal Lecter from Manhunter,
right.
Also featured in Trick or Treat. He's the guy next door. Old man, it starts with a K.
Guy who hates Halloween
because he killed those kids. Yeah, he killed them even though the one kid drove the bus. All right, he put him in that position to die. People are like, he didn't kill him. The kid in the vampire mask drove the bus off.
Okay, Jigsaw didn't kill his victims. The guy set off the train. Yeah. Guys, come
probably
on.
come on. Those kids wouldn't have been in that position if not for Brian Cox, who was here saying that horses killed themselves, getting upset at this journalist poking around.
Why? Everyone, we've told the dead horse story so many times.
Oh, because he's Samara's dad and Anna's husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is when I was confused because at first I was like, this guy's way older than Anna Morgan. But then I realized the whole Anna Morgan Samara stuff happened in 1978-ish. Like we find video sessions of Samara from 1978. Mm-hmm. That's when like her sessions are terminated too.
Okay.
By the dad. Yeah. So it happened. That's why I like Brian.
And how old
is older.
Was Samara?
12.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And he says something that I feel like is important about you journalists always taking in people's pain and spreading it to others like a sickness.
Yeah. He says that you like spread it to the world and stuff. And that's what she does in the end. Spoiler. That we've mentioned many times already.
Mr. Morgan also says he doesn't have a daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a daughter.
Meanwhile, Noah is looking through Anna Morgan's files at the hospital, and he sees that she tried to have kids a bunch of times, miscarried, and then that's when we see, is that when we find
adoption papers?
Yeah.
Samara has pictures that she drew or shit.
Yeah, these pictures fall out. They're creepy. They almost look like x-rays.
They are. The label on the file says projection thermographs.
Oh.
Yeah. So those are pictures burned via someone's mind.
Ooh.
Got
okay.
it.
Interesting. That's much more impressive.
Also known
than
as a thoughtograph.
Oh,
what? A thoughtograph. Yeah. Well, it can be pronounced. Well, thoughtograph nowadays might mean something else.
So that's what they're interviewing her about. They're like, how did you make these?
Yeah, that's right. They do say that.
Mm-hmm.
So with my mind, motherfucker.
It just happens. So apparently she does this into people's brains.
Okay.
With her brain. She burns images. That's like her power.
Because, Aiden says that. He says that she's...
Shows me things.
She shows me things, and she told him to draw the house.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we learn all this when...
And that she doesn't like it in the barn.
Yeah.
The horses
keep her out.
Yeah.
So, Naomi Watts on the island goes to talk to the doctor that she knows Samara was... Or she knows Anna
Grosnick,
was seeing.
Grosnick.
Yeah. And she learns all about Samara, and she learns that Samara was adopted by Anna Morgan. I guess, like, Anna Morgan and do we even learn Mr. Morgan's
Richard.
First name? Richard Morgan. Okay. They
couldn't have kids.
They head out. Yeah, they couldn't have kids. They head out 1 year, come back with a baby. Mm-hmm. They don't say where the baby came from, just that the mother died. Don't worry about it. It's cool. Totally legal and fine.
Yeah.
And so now they have a baby, Samara.
Hey, what's the backstory there?
Oh, is it time?
Yeah, tell us what's revealed in Rings. So if you haven't seen Rings.
And yeah, we're about to spoil it. I'm so curious.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I just do my telling or should I read it?
I want your telling.
Yeah, I want to hear your version of events.
So my version. Okay. So there's this woman, Evelyn, and for some reason she's kidnapped by this priest who keeps her in this chamber under his church, rapes her repeatedly until she's pregnant and keeps her in prison there. And when she's 8.5 months pregnant, she escapes and she has the baby. I think she probably dies in childbirth, complications of childbirth. And the priest lives on. So her dad is still alive. During the events of this movie.
Oh, shit.
But that's Samara, who's the kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So then how do the parents get Samara?
No, your version.
And then you were saying something about Samara being a reincarnation of a spirit. Like, it was sounding crazy over there.
Evelyn claimed to hear voices in her head telling her that the only way to get rid of the evil spirits and within Samara was by drowning her.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing Anna.
So she tried to drown Samara. Her birth mom tried to drown her.
Okay.
And a group of nuns found her and took the baby away, and she was put up for adoption.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay,
and
so
the mom was institutionalized. I guess she had not died at that point.
Well, hadn't died at that point. Okay.
Well. Okay, so the Morgans went through legit channels to adopt a baby. Then. Okay, yeah.
Also, the doctor is played by Jane Alexander. I don't really know her, but her Wikipedia article makes her sound pretty important because she has like 4 Academy Award nominations, All the President's Men, Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, shit.
She was like Eleanor Roosevelt, so I guess just shout out to her.
This random doctor?
Yeah, this random doctor, Jane Alexander. So like they got some, they pulled in some... good talent for this random scene.
Well,
it's like
yeah.
the one scene that she's in.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Okay.
I mean, between... we saw Adam Brody earlier. It's the same caliber.
Same thing. Same thing. So once they bring back Samara to the island, Anna starts seeing visions, disturbing visions, only when she's around Samara.
Said she was suffering visions, seeing things, horrible things, like they'd been burned inside her.
I don't know if we find out like how Samara is ultimately murdered here, but basically the doctor is like, I did sessions with them both, and she's really vague about what is wrong with Samara, but she says basically once Samara left the island, things were better.
Yeah.
So Samara starts burning these images into everyone's mind, and it's really disturbing. So they put her in the barn. So that she can't
in her little barn
anymore.
Loft.
Yeah,
that place looks chill as hell. Mm-hmm. It had a TV. It had a bed. It had toys. Like
I was
gonna
say, that sounds like jail.
No, you put a Genesis up there, you're good to go. You're good to go.
So while she's in the barn, she drives the horses crazy. They're all killing themselves.
Yeah,
great.
With
I feel
all
like
these gruesome images
this.
In their brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Anna goes to the mental hospital. Comes back 5 days later and is like, I'm good. And to relax, they all go on vacation to shelter, whatever cabin.
Oh,
that place.
That's
apparently
cool.
They're there.
They go
for
to
vacation.
The mainland. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's when, I mean, we can just say it. That's
yep.
when Anna puts a bag over Samara's head and throws her down a well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which later gets a cabin built over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I mean,
I guess they never went into that well. Again,
that happens in It. The
Niebolt house?
Yeah, the Niebolt house is built over a well. I don't know why we're doing that, but...
yeah.
It just seems like you're asking for mold problems in your basement.
Or, you know, things coming out of that well. Wells are scary.
Wells are scary.
They go into the earth. They're deep.
Yeah.
It's weird. What's coming up out of there? I guess water.
Yeah, just water. Water that kind of smells like farts. Well water.
It tastes like pennies. What's his face? Noah is trying to track down the tape of Samara's sessions, but it ain't there. Okay, now I'm mad.
Yeah, this doctor.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
Yeah, Noah's pretending to be
turns
smug
out
and...
Brian Cox took the tape.
Yep.
And then Naomi watches it. She finds it.
Yep.
And then it's a really cool shot of like the lighthouse light cycling behind her in the room behind her.
Yeah.
And so like it cuts to her twice with this light like sweeping across the room, and you're like, I know something's gonna be there. And then sure enough, third time Brian Cox is standing there. He like wails her in the face.
Yeah.
And
that's when, on the tape Samara is saying she wants to hurt people.
Yeah, she wants it.
You don't want to hurt anyone.
But I do, and I'm sorry. It won't stop.
Brian Cox grabs the TV that she's watching or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs a lot of electronics.
He does.
I guess.
He's like, I'll need this thing. Yeah. He's wearing a bunch of power strips.
Yeah.
I have a dramatic symbolic death planned.
He looks like in like a Back to the Future type movie, like a hapless dad running around like, oh, I'll fix this, son. You know, like a sci-fi goofy comedy.
It's like, a fake time travel kit that you order offline, like a Napoleon Dynamite, or it's just a bunch of weird electronics
taped together.
Oh man. So Brian Cox
kills himself
hops by in that tub. Falling into the bathtub.
So dramatic.
And turning on the switch.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I was like, that's two deaths. Enough for a kill count.
Yeah, there you go.
But we get a third one later too.
So Naomi Watts is like, cool. I'm not gonna tell anyone that this happened.
Yeah. Is that right when Noah shows up?
Noah shows up too. And as Anna pointed out, no, they don't call the cops.
Yeah, act like she didn't watch a guy kill himself right in front of her. They go out to the barn, that's when they find her sick loft. Yeah.
Her sick loft, dude, you could rent that out.
The
you could Airbnb that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my god.
You
can
fucking
imagine?
Could.
Yep.
And then they find horse wallpaper.
Oh yeah,
and tear
her
it away, and
thermograph,
it's like a tree
behind the wallpaper.
What does this mean?
It means that she burned the tree,
stared at
into the wall with her mind.
Why? What's with that tree?
It's the tree that's by the well. That
where she's going to be killed, but she hasn't been killed yet, unless she puts it there after the fact.
I mean, I think she can do stuff after the fact because she would have had to make the tape after she was dead.
Yeah, where'd that tape come from?
Apparently that's a big difference from the original and the remake, is I think in the original, Samara does like make the tape. It's still a magic tape that she makes with her mind, but she puts the images on it, I think, while she's alive still.
I want to see that. The sequels don't delve into that? Like the making of the tape?
Not that I can recall.
Shit. I'm a little surprised. All right. Well, it's day 7. They go back to the cabin.
Yep. Yeah, and they figure they got to go back to the cabin because that's the tree. Naomi Watts recognizes the tree as the tree outside of cabin
12.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while they're in there, they move a rug, and there's where they need to go.
Well, the marbles point to
it. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, they spill marbles.
I was like, hey, over here.
Yeah.
Help me. they move this rug, and there's like a nasty fucking wet spot on the ground.
Gnarly.
And he gets an axe and tears into it. And there's a well under the floorboards that's creepy as hell. Also horrible for insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not laying on the floor watching TV in there. Mm-hmm. Tell you what.
So while they're looking into the well, the TV behind them
starts to flicker.
Yeah.
And the floor nails like come up. Oh yeah, and everything starts getting wet again.
I think all the floorboards start unscrewing themselves so that the TV's able to like fall forward. And
well, before that happens, they drop a rock down there and they never hear it or whatever. It seems so deep, and then she gets knocked in by the TV and it doesn't seem as deep, but it's still scary when she falls because it's like, wow, fucking wells.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
They're so scary.
Yeah, the TV with like the static on falls forward and knocks her in, and
the TV literally attacks her.
So now she's down in the well.
Mm-hmm.
And she Fuck, what's going on, John?
She finds a fingernail.
She's looking around, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's very... I thought of Buffalo Bill, like when she's down in the well in Buffalo Bill's house and she sees fingernails from his other victims. Ugh. That's what I thought of.
Oh, like, man. Full fingernails? Is that what would happen?
I don't know.
Okay, we don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
I guess if you're weak and malnourished enough, your nails would just pop off.
Maybe, yeah.
Yikes.
Maybe on, like, day six, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. She finds hair, a lot of hair.
Yeah, it's so gross. She just downs nasty water and puts her hand in, and there's just a bunch of long hair.
I mean, wet hair is gross even when it's attached to a head and living. But,
yeah. And then Samara's arm reaches out and grabs her, and then she has another vision, and it's the vision of her being murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the whole thing.
Singing that song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
What song?
The one that's, what is it? I can find it. I wrote down the
It's
lyrics.
Like a little kid's, like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thing. Yeah. Oh, and this is when Anna...
Round twinkle, the world is spinning. When it stops, it's just beginning.
Nice.
Love that
and
song.
And Anna shows up and is like, oh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful here, isn't it? It's wonderful.
and then that's when Anna fucking chokes her.
All I ever wanted was you. Rah!
Yeah, definitely does not suffocate her for long enough and then pushes her in that well.
Well, later we find out she was still alive in that well.
Right, exactly.
She passes out, but she falls in the well, wakes up.
Takes 7 days to
die
in a
well. She was alive for 7 days in the well.
So... But she's not alive now.
Because her dead body floats to the top, and we're all like, her body would be so much more decomposed than that, because it's this very pristine little girl body.
And then the movie's like, we know. It's magic.
We fucking know.
We know commenters dead meat.
And it's disgusting. This body kind of fades away to this, like, just nasty corpse.
This movie did a comment reaction video and called us out. It's like, yo, dead meat says the body. Yeah, it's magic.
Yeah.
Just buy into it. Suspend your disbelief for a minute.
So, yeah.
And her handprint on her arm disappeared.
Oh, yeah. Everything's good.
Faded away.
Everything's great.
And although the well, like the cover starts sliding by itself, that's when like she looks up and she sees. Because
like
before you die, you see the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, she finds her body and Noah gets her out of the well. I don't know. Then they all are
police
like...
Police are there.
Police are there. Yeah.
He's like, they're going to bury her next week. That's what the third one is about.
Is
what
it
What happens
really?
To her body.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
So
sure.
Yeah, they you know, they want to give her a proper burial. And logistically, and if I'm in this situation, that, you know, I would think this is what ends it, is a proper burial.
Definitely.
You know, closure.
But then she goes home
Too
and tells Aiden.
They don't get a proper burial.
Oh shit. But then she goes home to Aiden, and Aiden's like, why the fuck would you do that?
Like, you helped her? What the fuck, Rachel?
Hey, what the
fuck,
Don't
you fuck, understand?
Rachel?
Yeah.
She never sleeps.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've all been duped. Because Samara's just pure evil. Like, I think...
She took advantage of Rachel's good intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Samara, despite being like a little girl, is like, no, she's evil.
I think, too, and that's another... difference between the Japanese and American ones is I think in the Japanese one she's even more of just a pure evil character. We don't get as much of the characterization
like
of she just wants her mom, and she, you know, like, we feel bad for her at least. And
well, I feel like in the American one it's a red herring, like it's a misleading.
It is, yeah, it is.
Like, because at the end I don't think you're supposed to feel bad for her at all, because
no.
Like, we see on the tape she's like, I want to hurt people,
right?
I want to hurt people.
Think she exactly says
no,
that.
Dude, that's what she sounds like. Mm-hmm. Fucking kill.
direct quote.
So Aiden is like, dude, you fucked up. And then
cut to Noah.
Yeah.
Chilling in his swanky apartment.
So at least that thing's vacant now.
Yeah, exactly.
He leaves a coffee ring on some table.
Mm-hmm.
On a table, and he moves his cup.
Oh
yeah, the ring's there.
I didn't notice that.
And then his TV comes on and static.
Yep. And we all know what happens next. Samara.
She comes out the TV.
It's cool.
It's great.
The effect is cool. It's like,
I think it holds up.
Yeah, they.
I think it holds
they
up.
They do kind of a where they filmed. I don't know. Is it what's her face playing Samara here too? Is it the same girl the whole time?
But I don't know. Lilo? They might have like
Lilo from Lilo
Chase.
And Stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They might have like a stunty sort of person.
Yeah, for the super physical work. But they basically have the actress, like, it's footage played backwards. So her hair is able to come out of the well first. So it looks like her hair is alive. It's so creepy. Yeah.
And then she keeps like, yeah, like jumping, like glitching.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It looks cool. I love it.
Yeah. It's neat. It's cool.
It's cool.
So spooky. He falls over onto his bookcase. Breaks all this glass, cuts up his feet or hands or whatever.
Oh, yeah, just crawling away. Yeah,
and we see, and again, another big difference I was reading about that people have a big issue with in the American version is we see her face.
Oh.
In this one, I guess in the Japanese one, and I was looking at pictures of it, it's creepy. You just see her eye, and it's a super creepy, it's like an engorged, like, it is freaky. I think the original's freaky.
I was grateful for the shot of her face because I was like, thumbnail.
If I
do a kill count on this, I'm like, perfect thumbnail. Yeah. I was looking for it.
Yep.
But yeah, then it cuts away after we see her face.
We see her face, zoom in on her eye, then zoom in on his eye because he's like making eye contact because apparently that's important.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she's like a Medusa.
Yeah.
Then there's this weird shot of Naomi Watts comes over there and finds him dead.
Yeah.
We don't see the face just yet. But then she leaves his apartment and then there's like hiding around a corner and watches his girlfriend about to go in. And I still don't understand why that shot's there.
I don't know. It's just showing that she's kind of being shitty and not warning her. And I guess so overwhelmed that she can't.
I don't know. I thought maybe it would pay off with her like... She's like, and I know just the person to give this copy of the tape to, and it's the girlfriend,
this bitch
who took my man. But no, that doesn't come back. And it's just a weird shot to me.
It is weird, yeah.
Why include that character again? We didn't.
I don't
need
know.
That.
I think it's just kind of to make us think, oh, it's fucked up that she's gonna find him.
I guess
maybe
yeah.
we're met. Maybe.
But we don't even like hear the scream like that you expect
I'm surprised
in that kind
about
of thing.
That.
Yeah.
Is it implied that she's gonna? Watch the tape.
Maybe I had that thought too. I don't know.
That's
not
the first thing.
Yeah, because she destroys the tape in the next shot.
She
like goes home and destroys the tape, and then remembers. Oh, I made a copy.
That's okay.
Still chilling.
She's like, why me? Why did he die? Why didn't I die? What? Why save me? And then she sees copy.
Okay, copper.
Yep. So that's when she figures out she's gonna make copies. Mm-hmm. That's why she didn't die.
Okay.
Just gotta make copies.
Making copies. Taking the ring tape.
With the VCR. Making copies.
So do you have to make a copy and show it to someone, or can you show it to someone?
I
don't know.
Feel like the rules are you have to make a copy of it.
I feel like the rules are pretty fucking ambiguous.
That's true.
And I'm like, I don't know what is going on, but...
Because they say at the end, because Aiden says, well, what happens to the person we show it to or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think you might have to, Aiden. I think you might have to make someone watch it.
Okay.
I wish I could remember what they did with the tape. I'm pretty sure they tell you in this sequel.
Yeah.
I would expect what they, who
if
they
the
showed
character's
it to.
Is she back in it? Naomi Watts?
Yeah.
They're both
with one of the greatest movie lines of all time. I'll just put the clip in because it's great.
But I want to hear you both do it.
I don't remember it exactly though. And
Hannah,
I'm not your fucking mommy.
Yeah.
I'm not your fucking mommy.
Yes, I bet it was a PG-13 movie
yep,
and it used the one
yeah,
F-bomb.
One
yeah.
F word.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. So now I want to watch those other ones.
Samara's just like mommy.
Yeah.
Does she actually say it?
She talks.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's all I remember from that movie is that end scene with her telling her she's not her fucking mommy.
Dude, I hope that the rest of that movie is wackadoodle bad.
I remember it being really weird and bad.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds like a fun watch.
It was fun.
Yeah. this was a good movie to watch because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's long. It's almost 2 hours.
It is.
Just under 2 hours.
Yeah,
could have shaved that scene of her watching the girlfriend knock it down another minute.
yeah. It's rare we watch like a good movie on this.
But I like how they end it with the, by the way, the people they're showing it to is you.
Oh, yeah. Because you
know? They run through the tape real fast and it's like, gotcha.
Yep.
You've seen it.
Fuck. Damn it.
Now you have to make a copy
show
of
someone
this
movie.
Wait, shit. No, don't. No. Hello, this is the FBI. Do not make copies of this DVD. It's illegal. Do not make copies of this. Shit, we didn't think this through.
Yeah. It's like that System of a Down CD where it just looks like a blank CD scribbled "Steal This Album" as the title of the album, and it doesn't even have a booklet.
Yeah.
It's great.
Because book capitalism.
Yeah. That's what Serge Tankian says.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's The Ring.
Yeah.
Released in 2001.
Yeah. One of the good.
2002. I'm sorry. Shit.
One of the only good movies that we've done like a movie review of that isn't a movie that's out in theaters, when we just picked, because we like to pick garbage.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time it's not great movies that we pick.
Garbage that we love, though. But this was great. I genuinely hadn't seen this since I was in high school. It's still freaky.
Yeah.
There were points where I was taking just bullshit notes because I was scared to look at the screen.
Really? Oh, nice.
I have a note on here that's like, what did I write?
Green couch. Interesting.
Writing right now because I'm scared of the TV.
Yeah. No, it's definitely creepy imagery. I love that kind of shit. The the tape. And yeah, especially if like you're watching this with the lights off and it was like dark. Because we watched it when it was still kind of light outside.
Yeah, it was day out.
If you're watching it at night with all the lights off, that'd be fun and creepy.
When I was a kid, in my school agenda book, I would always be sketching that stuff.
Really?
I'd be drawing like
creepy fucking
kid. Yeah. I'd draw like the chair, like Samara all the time.
With, like face scratched out.
Yeah.
Nice. I'd be definitely in art class because we would have charcoals and shit. We would do like the circles.
Oh, the circle, the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for prompting the watching of this,
Anna. Thank you. This is
my
fun.
Pleasure.
And I want to go watch the original and just watch a bunch of J-horror, because that is a big blind spot of mine. I don't... Because I feel like I was too scared of the movies while they were out in theaters, and I then just never got around to watching them.
The Grudge is fascinating as well.
I really want to see
that. I just
know
there's a cat boy.
I did not know that, but now I do. Cool. Brizzy, where should people find you online? I know that we got Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them.
That's
every Friday.
Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the things.
All the stuff.
Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them. I'm also on Twitter, Brizzy Voices, YouTube, Brizzy Voices. And if you're into D&D, I have a D&D live show on twitch.tv/DND. Because it's an official Wizards of the Coast show.
Wow,
that's crazy.
So it's on their YouTube channel, too. You can go catch up. But it's called Dark and Dicey, and we're all at least not good-aligned characters.
Oh, okay.
If not evil.
That's rare.
I've never played a campaign where I've been a not good character.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
We get into shenanigans.
How often is that, the stream?
It's every Monday at 7 p.m.
Okay. So every Monday you can listen to D&D, our Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Yeah.
And then when evening rolls around, go ahead and catch that live stream.
Yeah.
Nice.
Twitch.tv/DND. Stop there. No more in D&D.
No more. Yeah, no more in D&D. D&D.
And we only have about 7 or 8 episodes, so it's pretty easy to catch up.
Oh, cool. How long are they each?
2 hours each.
Good. Good chunk. Good chunk of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Not like, I mean, obviously that's a lot of hours, but compared to Critical Role or something like that,
yeah,
which is 4 hours each and there's hundreds of episodes. Like, you can do it.
You can do it. Do it now, though, before it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have 7 days. You can follow Dead Meat on the social media stuff at Dead Meat James on Twitter and Instagram. Chelsea.
You can follow me at Carebeck, that's CAREBECC on Twitter and Instagram, and deadmeatstore.com for merch. And just one last time, thank you to stamps.com for sponsoring this episode. Oh, look at this.
Look what stamps.com delivered.
Look what stamps.com, yes.
They did not do that. I feel like we can't say that. But
also,
there's a puppy.
You can follow Remus _ Doxy. DOXIE.
Oh.
If you're only listening to this, go to the YouTube and look
you
at how
definitely want to see that. Or did you post a picture on your Twitter?
Yeah, I did.
If you're only listening to this, you can see this adorable dachshund on Chelsea's
Remus,
Twitter.
Yawn into the mic. Do something.
We need a rolling for puppy ADR.
Puppy ADR. Oh,
he's been under the table the whole
yawn.
Time.
This is good Remus yawn. Wild Sounds.
Sorry, podcast
so
listeners.
Soft.
Yeah, no, it's totally worth
he's
it.
He's cute, I promise.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm glad you made an appearance. And so did Lucy. Lucy's eyeing that dog like a motherfucker, being like, what is he doing in my apartment? But it's okay. Lucy's kind of mean to other animals.
I know.
But she's a sweetheart
dog.
She's
the queen of the apartment.
Yeah, she's spoiled.
Yeah. I understand.
But yeah, we'll be back next week with another podcast.
Yes.
Check out all of Brizzy's stuff online and our stuff online. It'll be fun. You won't regret it. I promise. And until the next time we see ya, I'm James.
I'm Chelsea.
And that's Brizzy.
And Remus.
And this has been the Dead Meat Podcast.